Yeah, we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is on 89.1 FM on your radio dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we hope you'll stick around for the full hour. We got some good things coming up. We're going to lead off with a group led by Coleman Hawkins. We heard the Hawk in the first hour with the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. This time he's heading up his own group, and it's on a Riverside LP entitled The Hawk Flies High. Features Hawk on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Idris Suleiman on trumpet, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do a David Raskin, Johnny Mercer tune entitled Laura.
Thank you.
And that was Laura, a tune written by Johnny Mercer and David Raskin, and featuring there Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Indianapolis's J.J. Johnson on trombone, Idris Silliman on trumpet, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. It was from a Riverside LP released in 1957 entitled The Hawk Flies High.
I'm going to turn now to a Liberty LP that was reissued on the Fresh Sound CD. And a Liberty LP was a small independent label that the kind you would in those days find in a discount bin in a drugstore. It would be like $1.98 or $2.98, and they would grind out some of these things. But this is a little gem that they turned out, with our highlight artist of the week, Connie Condoli, on trumpet. Frank Rossellino, one of the premier trombone players on the West Coast, or any coast for that matter. Bob Cooper on sax. Red Mitchell on bass. Stan Levy on drums. This is a Horace Silver composition called Quicksilver.
Thank you.
It was Quicksilver, a Horace Silver composition, and it was released on a Liberty LP back in 1957 called Double or Nothing. And you heard our spotlight artist of the week, Connie Condoli, there on trumpet, Frank Rossellino on trombone, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, and Dick Shreve take solos. That was a fine romp through a Horace Silver composition. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is from a United Artists LP entitled Patterns, and it features Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums, the classic quartet. And this tune is written by John Lewis, and it was written for the soundtrack to the movie Odds Against Tomorrow. In fact, I think John Lewis wrote all of the music for the soundtrack. This particular number is entitled Social Call. Thank you. And it was Social Call, a tune written by John Lewis, and featuring John on piano there, along with Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. That was from the United Artists LP released in 1960, entitled Patterns.
I'm going to jump ahead now to 1996, where Connie Candoli is still around and still swinging. And he cut an album on the Fresh Sound label called Portrait of a Count, the Connie Candoli Quartet. Of course, Connie on trumpet, Jan Lundgren on piano, a very underrated piano player, overlooked. You'll enjoy his work. Chuck Berghofer on bass, an old West Coast veteran on the string bass. Joe Barbara on drums. And this is Hammerstein and Romberg's composition, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. That was from Connie Condoli's album Portrait of a Count that was released on the Fresh Sound label back in 1999, extended version of a Hammerstein Romberg classic, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Along with Connie, we had Jan Lundgren on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from another bassist, Mel Hinton. This time he heads up his own group, and it's called the Rhythm Section, the title of the Epic LP. And it features Hank Jones on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Milt on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Milt entitled Miners Club. That's miners as in adolescence, or not as in coal, Miners Club. And that was Miner's Club, a tune written by Milt Hinton and featuring Milt there on bass, along with Hank Jones on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, and O.C. Johnson on drums. That was from an epic LP released in 1956 entitled The Rhythm Section.
I'm going to go back now to 1960, and our spotlight artist, Connie Condoli, is in the studio with now Buddy Collette on tenor sax, well-known West Coast reed man, worked a lot in the studios out there in L.A., Vince Guaraldi on piano, Leroy Vinegar, originally from Indianapolis, who moved to the West Coast on bass, Stan Levy on drums. This is an album that was cut on the Crown LP and reissued on Fresh Sounds. Crown was another one of those small independent labels. Usually they put out discount LPs that you would find in grocery stores and drug stores, but occasionally they would put out a decent piece of work. Now, this is a composition called Macedonia. The co-credits for this composition are Condoli and Guaraldi, the piano player of Peanuts fame. Let's listen to Macedonia. funny little composition written by their highlight artist, trumpet man Connie Condoli, along with the pianist Vince Guaraldi, called Macedonia. The other personnel on this particular track was Buddy Collette on tenor sax, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums. That was a Crown LP released and recorded in Hollywood in February of 1960.
Well, next we'll hear from another trumpet artist. This time it's Henry Red Allen. And this selection is from a TV show which appeared on CBS December 8th of 1957. And it features many of the artists that we've heard tonight earlier in the program. In addition to Red on trumpet, we'll hear from Rex Stewart on trumpet, P.B. Russell on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Danny Barker on guitar, Nat Pierce on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Earl Hines and William Wood entitled Rosetta.
In my heart there's no one but you. You told me that you love me, you'd never leave me, but somebody new. You made my whole life a dream. I prayed that you'd make it come true. Wow, Rosetta, my Rosetta, for you. Carry on. Nice.
Rosetta, a tune written by Earl Hines and William Woods, and featuring Red Allen and Rex Stewart on trumpets, P.B. Russell on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Danny Barker on guitar, Nat Pierce on piano, Mill Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. That was from the TV program The Sound of Jazz, recorded in CBS Studio 58 on December 8, 1957, and released on Columbia in 1958.
That video, if anybody has a chance, it's out on CD or DVD. If you ever get a chance to see it, that's the greatest show that was ever shown on TV for a jazz programming. It's fantastic, including a Count Basie band and Thelonious Monk and tons of other great artists.
Yeah, it was great.
Great show. Well, my last track tonight is our highlight artist, Connie Condoli. This is a Connie Condoli quartet on a Fresh Sound label, cut in 1999, and it's subtitled Honors the Memory of 12 Trumpet Legends. It includes people like, he salutes like Bix Beiderbecke, Clifford Brown, Dizzy Gillespie, Fats Navarro, Louis Armstrong. The list goes on and on and on. This is his salute to the trumpet player that was in the Count Basie band for at least 10, 12 years, Harry Sweets Edison. And this was a composition written by Harry Sweets Edison, Jive at Five, which was a staple in the Count Basie band all down through the years. And Connie is backed up by Jan Lundgaard again on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums, the same rhythm section that was on that Fresh Sound CD I just played a few tracks back, Portrait of a Count. So let's listen to Jive at Five. Thank you. highlight artist of the week, Connie Condoli, on muted trumpet, doing his salute to another exponent of the muted trumpet, Harry Sweets Edison. That's Harry Edison's composition, Jive at Five, which is a staple in the Basie Band book for many, many years, and some fine piano work there by Jan Lundgren. Okay, how are we going to close her out?
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We hope you'll come back next Sunday night for two more hours of great jazz. We're going to wrap the night up with some work by pianist Thelonious Monk. This is from a Columbia LP entitled Underground, and it features Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And this is a tune written by Monk, and I'm going to dedicate this to my daughter Christine, who informs me she's now hooked on Monk. But I have to be very careful here because I need to separate the dedication from the title of this tune because Monk called it Ugly Beauty.